Hey, welcome all to another episode of Strange Days. There is no doubt about that.
We remain concerned about the role of social media, including the publication of videos that can be very harmful, particularly for younger people who have access. Anyone with a phone essentially can do that. We quadrupled the funding for the eSafety Commissioner in last year's budget. We continue to work with the eSafety Commissioner and to use what powers at our disposal to demand that material be taken down. And I know that the AFP Commissioner and the security agencies are engaged in that as well. We'll continue to monitor it to make sure that these issues are dealt with expeditiously.
You've not asked me the question that is uppermost in your mind, Winston. You know what is in room 101. Everyone knows what's in room 101.
Room 101.
You asked me once, Winston, what was in room 101. I told you that you knew already. Everyone knows. The thing that is in room 101 is the worst thing in the world. It goes beyond fear of pain. Death. It is unendurable, and it varies from individual to individual. It may be burial alive, or castration, or many other things. In your case, it is rats. Do what is required of you.
What? What is it? How can I do it if I don't know what it is?
In the proletarian areas, they will attack a baby and within 5 minutes strip it to the bone. They also attack the sick and dying. They show astonishing intelligence in knowing when a human being is helpless. The mask fits over your head, leaving no exit. I press the first lever, and the rats move into the front compartment. I press the second, and the door of the cage will slide up. These starving brutes will shoot at you like bullets. Have you ever seen a rat leap through the air? They will leap onto your face and bore straight into it. Sometimes they attack the eyes first. Sometimes they burrow through the cheeks and devour the tongue.
Oh, tell me. What do you want? Do you want? Do it to her. Tear her face off and do it to her. Julian on the beach.
We remain concerned about the role of social media, including the publication of videos that can be very harmful, particularly for younger people who have access. Anyone with a phone essentially can do that. We quadrupled the funding for the eSafety Commissioner in last year's budget. We continue to work with the eSafety Commissioner and to use what powers at our disposal to demand that material be taken down. And I know that the eSafety Commissioner and the security agencies are engaged in that as well. We continue to monitor to make sure that these issues are dealt with expeditiously.
We can help you spend less on midweek dinners this autumn with...
We remain concerned.
Now, I'm going to talk about Senator Henderson's questions about the fact that the focus groups are honing in on what a debacle the Prime Minister has created in this country with the cost of living. We have got a rental crisis going on in this country, where we have thousands of Australians homeless. We have thousands, if not tens of thousands, of Australians homeless and millions struggling to make ends meet. And that has been a result of the Labor Party's reckless immigration policy, where they ramped immigration up to over 500,000 people, over 500,000 people. For what reason, I don't know. The only reason I can figure is that it was a sop to the universities, because half of these immigrants are going to universities. And I think they really need to explain, and today would be a good day to start, as to why they suddenly decided that there was a need to increase immigration to such a high rate. Now, I have heard one reason given, that somehow they had to catch up after COVID. I don't know why that's a reason, because throughout COVID, the building industry was shut down. So it's not like the infrastructure was still being built. It's not like essential services were still being built. As a matter of fact, we actually had a lot of people working in essential services who were unable to work. So why would you, after the economic catastrophe of COVID, suddenly decide to bring in so many people? Was it Treasury? Was it Treasury's big population agenda that they've been running for years to keep the GDP looking good, the gross domestic product, while ignoring the per capita domestic product? I don't know. But these are the questions that the Labor Party need to answer. And I've got to be honest with you, I think the Australian people are sick and tired of the lack of transparency coming from those on the other side. These people, the Labor Party, those on the other side, are not interested in serving the people. They are only interested in controlling the people. They are the, you know, a lot of people say, look out for the New World Order. I say, no, no, we're living in a New World Order. The New World Order is democracy and people power. That's what a liberal democracy is. It's grassroots movement and the people telling the government what to do. You know, our great friends, the American Patriots, their forefathers brought that on in the War of Independence, where they overthrew the hereditary rights of the aristocrats. And as we stand here in this chamber today, we need to reflect on that, that we represent the people. We're here to serve the people, not bring in hundreds of thousands of people and send our people, our Australians, put our Australians out on the street, put our Australians on the brink of bankruptcy because of reckless immigration that drove the interest rates up, that has sent mortgages through the roof, have sent rents through the roof. And what do we get if they're not wasting time on The Voice and identity politics and trying to divide Australia between black and white? We then get this new ridiculous law where they want to impose emissions on cars that are going to add thousands, if not tens of thousands, dollars to our hardworking tradies, the very people who build houses. Now, I know we're not allowed to impute motive in this chamber, so I won't, but it doesn't take a lot to join the dots. High immigration, pull out the builders, you know, destroy the building industry. Let's put all the people out on the street. You know, if I didn't know any better, I would think that these people want to destroy the Australian economy. And by these people, I mean the Australian Labor Party. And so I say to the Australian Labor Party, you need to be more transparent and you need to get your loyalties straight. They are to the Australian people. And you need to release that modelling. The idea that somehow you've got a public interest immunity claim, that somehow that this isn't in the interest of the public and that you don't have to release this modelling, is absurd. It is absurd. And only a Labor Party that wasn't interested in serving the Australian people would actually propose to keep this a secret. Shame on you.
I asked you if you could take me into information that shows the age range of those who've been under 40 and who have taken the jab in this jab rollout in New Zealand.
It's not ordered by site or batch ID or DOS number or the time of the vaccination, but it is ordered by the age of the individual, the poor person who's no longer with us, who are under 40. So we start with the youngest here.
A five-year-old and a specific
pediatric Pfizer, yes. That was brought out afterwards.
We've got a six-year-old who's been given three doses. Six-year-old body.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just, you would have thought that the young people dying in these numbers is more than you've ever seen before.
And you would have thought that at some point the mainstream media would have looked into deaths of young after they've had these jabs. So we've got a number with just having one dose, but we have quite a few having two doses.
Yeah.
A lot down here who are 14 and up.
Yeah.
Let's go, so we've got five, a number of two sixes.
Yeah, this one goes into New Zealand's. They're dying in numbers never seen before, 740 under the age of 40s. In New Zealand has died after COVID shots, including many children. This is from Barry Young, gives evidence about the clot shot and all these other aspects.
2 8s and 9.
These are children
who are now dead.
We've
got 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 13, and then when we get to 14s, if we can scroll down here, these are from all over the country.
Yeah.
Look at all the 14s.
Can you imagine the parents, what they must be going through for this?
Absolutely unbearable. And then we've got 15-year-olds, more and more. And we've got some with three over here. We've got one with a 15-year-old with three doses.
Yeah, three doses, age 15.
All right, and then we get to the 16-year-olds here. We've got quite a body of 17-year-olds who are dead now. This is just heart-breaking.
I don't think this is normal.
No. And we can see all the pharmacies where they've been jabbed. We can see the date, the time of vaccination, and the date of death. I won't go into that here. All of them with the Pfizer so far. Look at all our 19-year-olds. 19, right down here.
How many people know 19-year-olds who have died? It's very unusual under normal circumstances, but now there's,
So we've still got some having just one dose, but we've got quite a few with two doses. Here's one with three doses. 20-year-olds who are really at the beginning of their lives. We're at 151 young people so far.
Four doses there, and he's 20-year-olds.
For a 20-year-old. Look how many 21-year-olds have taken it and are now dead.
Yeah.
And then we've got 22-year-olds. These are big numbers for young people whose health would be minimally affected by the dose of the actual COVID. Yep. Look at all these. And these, as I keep saying, are from all over New Zealand. Different batch numbers, different numbers of doses. 23-year-olds, and we're up to about 230 young New Zealanders. 24-year-olds, there's one from La Hood's Pharmacy, and that was the pharmacy we saw in Gore in the earlier interview. 25-year-olds, 26-year-olds, I want you to stop on this one.
Yep.
This is, I have spoken to the father of this man. Do you want to say who this is? He's given permission for us to speak about him.
It's Rory Nan, and he, as far as I know, is the only one that's been acknowledged as being killed by the vaccine as an adverse event. But his family are still waiting closure for this. And that's terrible after all this time. They're still waiting for closure, and they're still waiting for all the results to come through. And they shouldn't be in this position. This should be done and dusted. And how many more Rorys in this data set? How many more young guys? And that breaks my heart, because I know I couldn't save your boy. I couldn't do it. I can't. I couldn't save you, boy. But I'm going to do my best to make sure no one else gets it.
And when we were going through this evidence, one of the things you said to me was, I am doing this for Rory.
Yep.
I am doing this for Rory's family. 26 years old. They are still waiting for the final confirmation, and they only got him acknowledged as a jab injury because they went privately for a coroner's report.
Yeah.
That family and his partner, Ashley, have pushed so hard for the truth, and they are still battling from November 2021, and we are now at the end of 2023. But what concerns me also is we look down at the same pharmacy. Down here, three jabs, we have another 26-year-old dead. We don't
there might be another one. Come on, New Zealand, wake up.
Wake up. This is the same pharmacy. It's just horrific to think of these young lives that should be being married, having their own children. Look how many 27-year-olds.
Sounds like a little bit of warfare, doesn't it, when you think about it? The war upon Amalek, maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
I just went to Coles supermarket. You know when you've got to do a self-serve thing on your own and you go, beep, 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 that's fine. But when you've got to do it with a whole fucking trolley, I'm working for Coles now. We are working for Coles now. So I'm going to send you my tax file number so I can start getting fucking paid. What do you want me to do next? Stack the fucking shelves? You want me to reverse the fucking truck in? You want me to open up and lock up on the way out? You want me to pack the bag? I know how to pack the bag with these condiments and what's going to squash and what's not going to squash. I haven't gone to school for that sort of shit. I don't know how to fucking do that, whether I put the eggs on top, whether I put them on the bottom, watermelons, they get all fucking bruised. What am I going to do with grapes? What am I going to do with the grapes? What's next? You want me to make my own fucking Cocoa Pops? Fuck!
I gotta do it again. It's worth a double play for sure.
I just went to Coles supermarket. You know when you gotta do a self-serve thing on your own and you go beep, 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 that's fine. But when you gotta do it with a whole fucking trolley, I'm working for Coles now. We are working for Coles now. So I'm going to send you my tax file number so I can start getting fucking paid. What do you want me to do next? Stack the fucking shelves? You want me to reverse the fucking truck in? You want me to open up and lock up on the way out? You want me to pack the bag? I know how to pack the bag with these condiments and what's going to squash and what's not going to squash. I haven't gone to school for that sort of shit. I don't know how to fucking do that, whether I put the eggs on top, whether I put them on the bottom, watermelons, they get all fucking bruised. What am I going to do with grapes? What am I going to do with the grapes? What's next? You want me to make my own fucking Cocoa Pops? Fuck!
Fucking pretty true around the world these days. Oh, these automatic freaking go through scanner bullshit. And then you're arrested because you didn't scan something right. So you end up, all you wanted to do was go down and get some sauerkraut, you know what I mean? Next thing you know, you're in prison for fraud. Crazy days.
An 8-year-old girl who received the heart of another little girl. The heart transplant was successful.
This is the 8-year-old girl I was talking about on Outside of Normal show. See what you think of this. I got a feeling I've gone through a lot of organ processes, but this is probably one of the most amazing stories I've come across. Check this out, guys. It goes for, it's just over 2 minutes. It's not long. Check this out.
Little girl who received the heart of another little girl. The heart transplant was successful, but something happened almost immediately. She began having a dream, and it was a bad dream, over and over and over again. So the doctor set her up with a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist recognized immediately this wasn't a typical dream. It had the characteristics of a memory. So they brought in a forensic artist so that the girl could detail to the artist all of the clues and the memories that she was having as she was going through this dream. And she said the dream always begins at night, and she's in the woods, she's in a forested area, and she's running very fast because someone is chasing her. And she trips and she falls, and the man catches up with her and he begins to assault her. He looks her in the eyes and he said very specific words to her. She recounted these words to the forensic artist, and then the man killed her. He took her life. The artist now has an image, a rendering from the girl's memory in the dreams of the man that she saw, and the artist now has the words that the man was speaking as he was taking this girl's life. And this information was put out to the authorities, and it wasn't long before they found a man that matched the description. And when they brought him in under questioning, very quickly, he broke down. And he admitted that he had actually killed the girl. And here's the key. When the interrogators were asking him the details, he recounted the very words to them that the young girl had shared with the artist that were revealed to her in her dream. It was based on this evidence that the man was convicted, sentenced, and he is now serving time for the murder of this young girl. And it is only possible because the memory of the girl who was killed was preserved in the cells of her heart that are now in the body of the new recipient. That is how real the memory is in our heart.
Wow. Eh? Hoo-hoo. That's some crazy stuff, guys. There's no doubt about it.
Tina.
That is no doubt about it. We live in very, very strange days. It's what we live in. There's no doubt about it. Let's play a song for Scott.
Did we miss a verse or something?
Yeah, we did.
Sorry.
Three,
can we drop
four.
In?
Okay, let's take it from... When do we do a...
D, ball! Everybody's talking, and no one says a word. Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starting back in China, so finish what you got.
Together, I might even do a whole broadcast of my harmonics. There's no doubt about that. Get those lips all numb. That's for bloody sure. Bloody hell. Numb lips. Numb, 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 numb. All right, let's go on to the next.
Is a right-handed double helix. Made up of
Yeah, let's go into a little bit about the DNA for some esoteric wisdom and knowledge, guys. That's right, you never know what you hear on Strange Days. Right, let's get into the DNA.
Your DNA is a right-handed double helix made up of these four things right here. And the helix is held together by sulfuric bonds that appear after every 10 pairs of nucleotides, every 5 pairs of nucleotides, every 6 pairs of nucleotides, and again, every 5 pairs of nucleotides. 10, 5, 6, 5, 10, 5, 6, 5, or in the Hebrew alphabet, Yod, He, Vav, He, the signature of your creator, the signature of an artist under his painting, if you will. Now, the magic potion, if you actually read the patents, it is adding a triple helix and is adding more of this, which comes from a meteorite. or a fallen star? And this 10565, yod, hey, vav, hey, the signature of your creator, quickly turns into 10-5-6-6-6-5.
Uh-oh.
Do I have your attention yet?
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound too good, guys. Doesn't sound too good at all. Bloody hell.
Now, what's interesting about the thyroid?
Let's get a little bit into your thyroid.
Florida Surgeon General says for us to stop getting...
We can do a little bit.
Now, what's interesting about the thyroid is that the thyroid produces two hormones, right? It produces T4 and it produces T3. I'm oversimplifying a little bit, but it produces thyroid hormone T4 and thyroid hormone T3. The interesting thing is when thyroid hormone T3 is low, we call this hypothyroid, and we medicate the thyroid, Synthroid, levothyroxine, what's called NDTs, natural dissected thyroids, armor thyroid, all of these different medications that we use. But the truth is that the little known fact about the thyroid is that it only produces 20% of the T3 in your blood.
Aha. So what are you doing on these drugs, guys? Think about it. Just use that thing up in the noggin. You may learn something.
So
wisdom don't come easy, guys.
Which is how the majority of thyroid diagnoses are made. There's an 80% chance that it's not the thyroid. Yet 100% of the time, we medicate the thyroid. We hold the thyroid responsible for a crime it's not committing. And so the real question is, where does the rest of the T3 come from? Well, it is methylated from T4. You see, there's not a single compound known to mankind, not one. There's no vitamin, no mineral, no amino acid, no nutrient, no nothing that we put into the human body that is used in the format that we put it in. Everything, without exception, goes through a process of being converted.
It's a little bit like the alchemical system of life.
Florida Surgeon General says for us to stop getting the COVID vaccine.
Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie is joining us live in the Alert Center tonight. So, Hannah, he says what's in the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines is a problem.
Yeah, shut it down.
John, Florida Surgeon General Dr. Latipo says he has safety concerns pertaining to the discovery of billions of DNA fragments found per dose in the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And he says those concerns have not been addressed by the FDA or the CDC. Dr. Latipo says if the risks of DNA integration with COVID vaccines cannot be addressed, then the vaccines aren't appropriate for use in humans. He says he sent letters to the heads of the FDA and the CDC specifically questioning how this would impact humans in three main areas. Healthy human genes being transformed into cancerous cells.
It really amazes me when you hear this sort of stuff now on mainstream media. To think back 2 to 3 years ago, people like me were looked at as nut jobs. Oh, look, the media says it. It must be true now. It's freaking incredible.
Chromosomal instability and how the integration could affect unintended parts of the body, such as the heart, brain, lungs, even the injection site itself.
Oh, look,
we asked
a
local
news
doctor, Michael Sparks, to weigh in. Dr. Sparks telling us with the state surgeon general saying one thing and the FDA another, health providers are left stuck in the middle.
Do you know the other funny thing that I've noticed the last week or two is that the amount of chemtrail or cloud seeding things that are coming up now on mainstream media. I think I've got a little clip about the Tasmanian floods about it. It's just incredible, guys. I don't know how to explain it. I just shake my head, man. I just shake my freaking head.
You know, new things are scary. If we look back historically, we've introduced new medications that we were told were very safe and would be very effective, and they turned out not to be safe or effective, and they caused a lot of birth defects, things like that. So it's not unreasonable to be worried about things that are new.
So one of those, probably.
5PP14 developed by my people, the Israelis at MIT with HIV in it, right?
No.
That's exactly what it is. This is a genocide by the Israelis. They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Do you know this?
Who was it?
163 Orthodox rabbis.
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of that?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom the scripture says the Prince of Peace had an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. You know that happened. So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Okay. You know none of this.
They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that?
That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only.
Let me see it.
And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are, this is the inscription which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis who run your country. The whole COVID agenda was done by Zionist Jews, and they want all you people dead here in the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump the head of Edom. They're going to kill you people off with this injection. You're considered Amalek, and they want all you people dead. My Instagram is Trump_played_you. Trump played you. My son's dying from this shot that Donald Trump brought out through a military operation. Warp Speed,
During this whole eclipse thing, turning.
Everybody's flying. I never touched the sky. There's a UFO over New York, and I ain't too surprised.
Things are getting a little bit funky. Strange, there's no doubt about it. Very telling days.
Masterfully planned and executed. During the Civil War, the Constitutional Republic abandoned Congress, which forced President Lincoln to issue martial law. At this time, the Republic was taken over by foreign insurgents who replaced it with the United States of America, Inc. in all caps, in 1871. A corporation that had the same name, the United States. What better way to replace it without anyone noticing that they just got turned into a business and commercialized? Now, this corporation was later purchased by the banking powers behind the Fed in 1912. The Fed was created in 1913. Why did this happen? Well, the US was bankrupt when we sold the United States to foreign banking cartels, if you will. Salvage liens were placed on every asset, check this out, including the people of the new federalized states. Now let's fast forward to 1933. An income tax was placed on the people to pay these foreign bankers who own the IMF, which owns the IRS. Look into what the IRS actually is. Who is the IMF owned by? You got to follow the money. Who funds it? It's the same people that own the United States Inc. Same few families, and they're not American. So when I say foreign insurgents, that's what I mean. So 1933, USA Inc. goes bankrupt. An income tax is placed on its people. In other words, you and I were turned into property. Look it up. We were turned into cattle, and we were collateralized in order to turn us, humans, flesh and blood, into a means of paying off a massive debt. But the problem is that while you are technically a person, you've entered into contracts that you're completely unaware of, such as your birth certificate, social security number, etc., that are all saying, I consent to being collateralized. You're living as property, as opposed to living as a blood and flesh natural being. on paper, you are property. You are a corporation right now. You might be hearing this and thinking, we're fucked. We're property? Are you kidding me? And that's true. And property doesn't have rights. But here is both the blessing and the curse. There are multiple of you. Just like there's multiple United States of Americas. Sleight of hand, remember? What hat do they want to wear? There are multiple of you. The insane irony in all of this is the fact that they are actually now liable for all of your alleged obligations, aka debts. That's what a debt means. You can play a wrong move in chess and still win the game. And commerce is chess. Their greatest attempt to set us back actually is their greatest weakness. How can we owe debt if the United States is liable for all of its property? If we're its property, then it's the United States' burden to pay our debt. And that is exactly what the law says. I'm going to leave you guys with two different codes that I highly recommend you look into. First is going to be the House Joint Resolution Act 192. And when that occurred, the dollar was turned into what is called Federal Reserve debt notes. If we're being asked to pay debts, but all we are given from the system is debt notes, aka fiat money, to pay back those debts, how can we pay a debt with a debt? I just want you to sit with that. They never gave you lawful money. They never gave you gold. They never gave you silver. The other side of it is looking into 18 USC 8. 18 United States Code 8. You're going to come to find out that that's literally telling you that the United States is liable for all debt. All of your debt, the United States is liable for it. How can you pay a debt with debt notes? Don't let that go over your head. They already got paid. Whoever's coming after you, saying you owe a debt, whatever, they already got paid. Why would you be paying it twice? Common law, a completely different, higher level set of law that comes from God, the creator, is for a natural blood and flesh man. And yet you have been following legal law your entire life.
Residents in southern Tasmania are demanding to know why cloud seeding was conducted over the Derwent River catchment the day before the worst floods in 40 years. Cloud seeding is a technique used to increase rain. Hydro Tasmania has confirmed it flew a cloud seeding flight despite the weather warnings. Farmers believe the technique could have made the flooding worse. The Premier says a formal inquiry will be held into the effect and handling of the floods if it's necessary. Residents in southern Tasmania are demanding to know why...
I had the pleasure of working...
Lucky Larry.
...pretty much with every prime minister of Israel from Yitzhak Shamir forward. I said to myself, wouldn't it be fantastic if I could own the Twin Towers? We got very, very lucky. The governor of New York, George Pataki, decided one day that maybe it would be good to privatize the ownership of the World Trade Center. So I got a call from the governor's office, and they said, would you ever consider owning the World Trade Center? It was very, very good for the family, very good for us, and we were very, very fortunate. On the morning of 9/11, I'm getting ready, getting dressed to go to the dermatologist. I have light colored hair, light skin. The sun is a disaster for me. I can't take the sun. She said, okay, but you're going to the dermatologist. You're going this morning and you're not going downtown. We got very, very lucky. And I had an obligation to collect the insurance proceeds from the policies. A new governor was just elected. Elliot Spitzer, an old friend who I knew well. And I said, Elliot, if you don't help me, I'll never collect from the insurance companies. And guess what? He listened and he said, you know what? You're entitled. I'm going to get you the money. And in 6 months, he got me the $4.5 billion. We got very, very lucky.
Well, that's enough maggotry for my entertaining. So I'll catch you all on the next episode of Strange Days.
It's for us movies, you just gotta lay around. Flying, I never touch the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too